Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner for the 200th time, Rick.
200. And might I say to our listeners that, Phil, you get better looking every time I see you.
The lights must be getting duller. This, listeners, it's our 200th show today.
It is.
Who said it wouldn't last?
And it's very fortunate that the studio's got dimmers because...
We've got party hats on and everything here today.
200th show. So
beautiful. Two pieces of cake I've had. So that was brekkie.
And he gobbled those too, I might say.
Anyway, no, well done, Rick. Congratulations.
And congratulations to you as well, Phil. Now, okay, we've got to get on with the bowls.
Okay, quickly, Rick, you know, my bowls is over.
Yeah, the A4's finished the week before, that's right.
Yeah. So, I just want to send a quick message to my mate over at Minlaton. Minlaton Div 2 he plays for. They went through to the grand final for next week. So they won on Saturday. So beat the top side, who were top all year, and they got through. So well done to Peter Mitchell, that is.
Well done, Pete.
Okay, to the Bros and Light Bowls this week. Last round, as we know, Rick. Yidunda versus Tanunda. Tanunda had to win. Well, I only just did 90-97, but as I tipped.
Yes.
Kapunda, they actually lost to Lindock, and Lindock actually had to win, but that still didn't matter because Tanunda won.
Strangely enough, you got that tip wrong.
I did get that. I was going to be honest, and I got that tip wrong, but only by three. So three very bare
wouldn't
minimum.
Wouldn't matter
I
if
knew
it was
you'd
one.
Say that. Freeling lost quite easily to Newry, which I tipped, 79-111. And Mount Pleasant got absolutely smashed by Angaston. So Mount Pleasant to finish bottom, Angaston top, 66-132. Now, quickly, Ian Ellsworthy's rink had a huge win, Rick. I try and pick a rink out a week.
You do.
And he won 44-14. Not only did Ian win that on the Saturday, he went through on the Sunday and won the Champion of Champions singles.
Oh, well done.
So well done to Ian, a good lad too, plays at Angaston. And Kate Argent-Bowden won the ladies, I think for the third time. She's only 18, Rick, she's a young girl. So well done, Kate and Ian, both from Angaston. So quickly, Rick, just in finishing, Angaston play Newry this week at Angaston. My tip is Angaston.
Angaston.
Matty Short, I have not tipped Newry. It was hard, but I didn't tip Newry. Fingers across, though. Kapunda play Tanunda, and I've got to pick Tanunda. Kapunda play him at home, which will be a home ground advantage, but sorry, Greeny, I had to pick Tanunda to beat you. I'm going up to see that game, Rick.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Going to dust off the MG and zip up to Kapunda with my hair flowing in the... in the breeze. So I'll see Greeny up there on Saturday and cheer on Kapunda. And well, they're playing Tanunda, so it doesn't really bother me who wins. But so that's all of the local bowls. Rick, we're into the finals this week.
Very good. Folks, I just cannot believe the change in Phil ever since he put the retirement hat on. I've never seen so many copious notes. He actually had prepared...
Pages. Listen to the pages, Rick.
He'd actually prepared that, which is something in 189 shows.
You're right.
He'd never done in his life.
Exactly. I walk in here with air.
Yeah, hot air.
And still am. Look, Rick, Bros and Light Grant cricket grand finals.
Unbelievable.
Exciting stuff.
It was very, very exciting. Well, it finished up being a bit one-sided, which we didn't
The
A1s. Unbelievable.
Oh, predicted by me.
Yes, well, it was predicted by you, and I will admit that I thought that I picked Angaston only on statistics because I've listened back to our show. it's one of those things where, you know, Tanunda, well, showed their incredible depth first of all, knocking over Ango for
181.
And getting the big names out.
Yep. As I predicted, Boney, 24.
Yep.
Double figure. Dylan Schmidt was their top scorer with 38. And the great man, Dusty Trent Gurs.
Dusty Trent Gurs.
6 for 57. They call him Dusty Martin now.
Why do they call
triple
him?
Premiership player, triple best on ground in
medalist.
Medalist. Yep.
What a great name.
Dusty. Well done, Dusty.
Yes, well done.
6 for 57.
Yep. It was. And then it was a matter of occupying the crease. It was a sort of competitive score, but I will admit that after I saw the results, I thought to myself, if they don't get Trent Gurs and Sam Calhoun yep. early, a bit like I'd nominated if they don't get Bain.
Yep.
And of course...
and then Cornish made 49, not out
yeah,
two. So.
1 for 183.
Yep.
Just the lazy 9-wicket victory.
Yeah. Sammy made 88, not out.
Yes.
Trent, Dusty, Gurs, 40.
Yep.
So yeah, he was amongst it. So, no, well done to him. Well done, Trent.
Yep.
You are a bloody good cricketer, yep. and there's no doubt yep. in that.
And,
so.
I mean, you've only got to look at – I mean, they obviously are both very – and so is Kobe. They're both very capable sports people in terms of not only ability but yep. their mental approach. And you've only got to look at Trent's 40 – came from 120 balls.
Oh, okay.
And Sam Calhoun's not out 88 from 186
oh, okay.
balls.
So they hung around.
So,
yeah.
Well, what they did was collect, they didn't want to lose wickets. And that's exactly how you go about
yep.
chasing a score like that. Great cricket.
Yep.
And just to mention the contribution, of course, that the although they didn't weren't called upon to do it in the grand final, the contribution of the bottom
yep,
half
bottom
of the
half,
batting law
the week before
the week
was
before,
unbelievable, wasn't it?
When they were 6 for 79 or whatever it was.
That
so
was Gattermire, Justin, Beauchamp, Marshall and Greats.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, you know, everyone
virtually
in the finals,
got them to the grand final, didn't
well,
it?
Oh, well, it did.
Yeah.
I mean, it did. And a great overall team effort.
Yep. No,
well
done.
Well done, Tanunda.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so quickly then the A2s. Williston beat Gawler Central quite easy. 9 for 197. Gawler Central only made 101.
Yep.
For Gawler Central, Bilney made 29. McIver took 4 for 38 for Williston. And for Williston's innings, Quirk made 45 and Perry was 5 for 50. So
yeah. Williston were the best
top
team.
Side, yeah.
And
yep.
Gawler Central, taking nothing away from them, basically scrambled into the four.
Yeah.
And so they did well to make the grand final, but they'd have needed everything to go right to a
yeah,
one.
That's right. Exactly right.
So, and Williston are up in A grade next year.
Yep.
Yep.
Light pass. Played Long Plains.
Yes.
Light pass 1-4-3. Gripton, he made 67 for light pass in that innings. McArdle took 3 for 29 for Long Plains. And then, but Long Plains chased that down. They got 9 for 166. Pimmy made 56. And Gripton, who made 67, took 6 for 25. So he can hold the ball as well.
He probably got man of the match.
I would think it's probably man of the match for him. In the A4s, which is the game you had, Rick, which was a one-dayer.
Unbelievable, and I won't go through the whole thing, but quite remarkable. In all my playing days and umpiring days, never have I witnessed what I witnessed on Saturday. 40 overs, one-day game, which surprised me, never having umpired that level before. On the last over, 12 runs were required
by
Williston
okay.
to win the game.
Yep.
Right. Now, you'd say, well, that's a big ask. I think it was the third ball. He will remain nameless, but there was a catch right on the boundary from a Williston batter.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He not only dropped the catch, but knocked it over for six.
No.
So that, anyway, last ball, 39.5 overs gone.
Yeah.
The last ball and the last over, they needed 3 to win Williston. And the batsman was run out for 2 on that ball. So Tanunda win by 1 run. Unbelievable finish. You wouldn't write that in
Unreal.
A fairy tale.
I
yeah.
didn't realise it. Was, yeah. I saw the scores, like Tanunda were 8 for 161, Williston 8 for 160, East made 33.
Yep.
Darlitz made, he got 3 for 37, And then he went on and made 43. Yeah, so obviously he was man of the match, Rick.
Yes, yeah. So it was quite a remarkable game. You couldn't have written that anywhere else.
So that was a good game of cricket. Yeah. And then the A5s, Rick. Gawler Central defeated Freeling, which was a very low-scoring game. Obviously, it was a 40-over two, I'd say.
Guess, I don't know.
Central were 1 for 89, defeated Freeling 84. And for Gawler Central, I can't read my writing, Stribbs made 48, and Gartner made 34 for Freeling. An interesting point here, and Jay King took 3 for 20. I just went through the list, Rick, in the Gawler Central, and it was a lot of father-sons.
Yes, there are
a father-son team, and they end up winning the flag. So it was Aaron King.
Yes.
Obviously, his son, Jay King. Jay King.
Oh, you're all right. your comedy show on at the Fringe? Is that every night or just occasionally?
I could run one of those.
I reckon you
could too. So that's a good effort by them. Father,
I've got a good name for your comedy show, The Clowns Come to Town.
Okay, so that's the grand final.
Well,
so,
given that you're such a cricket expert.
I am.
Right. Well, I know. Now, what would you do? You've made 556.
Yep.
You've knocked the opposition over for 148. You've only got a lead of 408. What would you do as captain?
I would send them in, Rick.
You'd send
them
in.
And I was watching this and I couldn't believe it.
Why would you send them in?
Because you want to try and get them out and then you can go back in and make
the
few runs up that they...
If you needed to.
Yeah, if you needed
to. Time.
Yeah.
Perhaps you should have rung up...
But it might cut a day of the cricket out. That's all, Rick, doing that.
Well, that is the problem.
You know, people looking at the crowd over in Pakistan, there's only two dogs and a cat there.
Well, that's because they're all at home watching it on television. I think there's two words that explain that ridiculous decision: money and television.
Yeah.
I mean,
think you're right.
To even think of batting a second time is just ridiculous. But what's really interesting is the score as we speak.
I know. They could win this because I was watching yesterday. Those guys are in there to play for their lives for as long as they want. They can bat all day again today.
Well, it's interesting you've said that because a friend of mine sent me an email.
A guy you know.
A guy I know.
Yeah, okay. We'll just correct that.
Saying, what on earth's going on? Why haven't they sent them in? And I sent back a text saying, money and television.
Yeah.
They 2 for 21.
It has to be.
And at the end of the day, they're 2 for 192.
They're only going to make 300 today.
It's totally illogical to have not enforced that follow-on. But that's also, if you remember, cast your mind back, they didn't enforce the follow-on against England in the series.
They were saying that, and... they said in about the last 20 years, now this isn't Reggie Digger, it's what I was listening to yesterday, they said there's only been 2 forced follow-ons in about 20 years. So it
only goes to show what money and television. I mean,
I can't believe it, Rick.
Well, it's hard to believe that could possibly... I'm not saying it was the reason. I'm saying that it's quite reasonable to suggest or think that there is some influence in making or attempting to run the game out at 5 days.
Yep.
Because it was, I mean, like, if they're only 120 ahead or something, well, that's a different score. But 408,
I know, that's just ridiculous. I can't believe it. So, and this Barber, their captain, he's going to make 200 or 300 just so settled in there.
Well,
he's 102 not out now.
The thing that you've got to take into account, and I know the pitchers are very batting friendly, but they proved in the first test that they could bat and bat and bat. What's the difference this time? They could bat, bat and bat.
Actually, I did watch that Swepson yesterday. I do like him.
Yeah, he's good.
He can really spin the ball. He really gives it a flick and by hell they turn.
Well, it would have been interesting, you know, like I would have to question why it's taken the number of years it has for him to get his first chance.
Yeah,
but there you go. I guess when you've got as many quick bowlers... And the fact is, Test cricket seems as though it's dominated by quicks.
Yep.
But I still reckon he deserved a run earlier.
And quickly, Rick, the women over in New Zealand,
Very quickly.
Yep. Very quickly. They're undefeated and look the goods. I see Darcy Brown took three for and then gave her a rest because she needed a rest. She is 18.
Well, that's right. 18 years old.
You need a rest after three wickets. Yeah. So quickly, we're going to go on to the joke and then I'll just quickly run through this week's first round of AFL footy.
Good, thank you. Now, Phil, the women's tennis champion desperately wanted to start a family, but she had problems. She couldn't find a man to marry her, and she couldn't afford the time off the tour to be pregnant anyway. Then one day, she went to the movies and saw a sign that said, children half price before 3 p.m, $5. She got out one of her credit cards, raced up to the ticket counter, and asked for a boy and a girl.
Oh, she obviously didn't go to school too long, did she? Okay, Rick, quickly, the first round, and we've got $20 on this tipping this year again, Rick.
Say it again.
$20.
Yes, correct.
Bit hard to get it out of you the last couple of years, but anyway, we're all right. Melbourne and the Bulldogs.
Melbourne will win.
Melbourne to win for me. Carlton and Richmond.
Richmond will win.
Richmond for me. St Kilda and Collingwood.
St Kilda.
St Kilda for me.
Oh, do something different.
Geelong and Essendon.
Geelong.
Geelong. GWS and Sydney.
Sydney.
Sydney. Buddy will kick his 1,000th.
Well, yes.
Brisbane and Port.
Brisbane.
Brisbane. Hawthorne and North Melbourne.
Hawthorne.
Hawthorne. Adelaide and Frio.
Frio.
Frio. West Coast and Gold Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast, I tell you what, they've got big COVID problem over there. They're going to have to use their top-up players, they said, the first week because they've got three or four of them out. And I think Nick Nat's one of them.
Oh.
He might be out. And they've got about two or three others. So they might have to use top-up players the first week.
West Coast.
West Coast for me too.
Well, that's exciting, listeners. We've all got
the same. The same. So your $20 is safe at the moment, Rick.
Ah, dear me. So the Australian women possibly they were red hot favourites.
Yeah, got a good side.
They have got a good side. I mean, their standard for women's cricket is, what a silly thing to say, very much ahead of rest of
you
the women's.
You see some of them bowling and their bowling actions, whereas Darcy comes in, she's very fluent.
She's just getting old. That's all needs.
Yeah, 18. Got to have a rest after three wickets.
Well, team, it's the 200. Happy birthday and all that sort of stuff. Until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.